urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, hello, my friends. It's December 6, 2021, and today we are celebrating the Feast of St. Nicholas, a very, very special day. So let us begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we pray to you today in a very special way for all of our listeners and their children and grandchildren, and their neighbors, their nieces and nephews, that this is a day of great power, that St. Nicholas shines his love above all those who are listening in a very special way, and that this is a joyful program. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, today we're going to be talking about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. A little bit of detail, a little bit of inspiration, dramatic healings, things that you may think you know, things that we've shared on the air, but I have a whole lot more to share with you. If I lose my voice, just praise God, say a prayer that it comes back, because I have so much to share with you as a member of the Global Sacred Heart team with Kathleen McCarthy. But first, I want to talk about St. Nicholas. I just can't believe how many people today do not know about St. Nicholas. Today is his feast day. He's the patron saint of children. Did you know that? In medieval England and other countries, it was on this day that a young boy was elected to act as a bishop. The boy was chosen from children at the local grammar school, or monastery school, or the cathedral choir. Like an adult bishop, the boy bishop wore priestly vestments. He processed about the parish, blessing the people. And at church, my friends, he would lead religious services, except for Mass, of course, until the Feast of the Holy Innocents. He would give sermons and collect and distribute parish money. And if he died while serving as bishop, the boy would receive a full bishop's funeral. Now, the custom was abolished by Henry the Eighth in 1512. Again, the custom was abolished by Henry the Eighth in 1512 and then restored by his daughter, Queen Mary, and finally abolished again by Queen Elizabeth I. Now, the custom was said to affirm Jesus' teaching about children's special relationship to the kingdom of God. I know so many people that put out their shoes out the door last night, and the children wake up today, and they hope and pray there's money, coins in their shoes, and a lot of traditions around the world. So it is a very special day. But let us look at the reading today from Mass. Some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and set him in Jesus' presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." This is from Luke 5, verses 17 to 26. Many of you already know this story. So I wanted to start off the program telling you it's the Feast of St. Nicholas and a little bit about that history. And I hope you carry that tradition on in your family. And also the reading for today from Mass. Very, very special reading about the friends participating in the healing of someone they loved by going the extra mile. It's all about going the extra mile to help someone in need. And St. Nicholas did this as well. So do you really think you're going the extra mile? I want you to stop and think. Are you going the extra mile to help your mom, your dad, your aunt, your children, your employer, your neighbor? Are you going the extra mile? I think once you ask yourself that question every day, in the morning and in the evening, we are blessed beyond measure for what the Lord wants to reveal. And this is why the Lord placed it on my heart today, not to have a guest, but to talk to you in specifics about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, in your office, in your family home. You may have a second home. If you have a little tiny apartment, like a shoebox, the enthronement is necessary. Now, I'm not just talking about a ritual here, my friends. The Lord wants you to take this seriously. We are at a time in history, one unlike any other time in history. We need to armor up. We need to armor up for what is in store for us. So we need the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our homes. So I want to ask you this question. The enthronement of Jesus means the dethronement of Satan in your life and in your home. The solemn affirmation of the rights and claims of the one means the formal renunciation of tyranny of the other. In other words, you're telling Satan to get out of here, to get behind you, that Jesus is King and Lord of your life. So regardless of whether you're Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Episcopalian, no matter what faith you are today, it is important for all of us to hear this message. Jesus wants to be King of our lives, our homes, and our family. Now, how can this be done? Specifically, I'm going to go into, you know, how from a Catholic perspective, enthroning the Sacred Heart is a way to continue on your spiritual journey. The enthronement is a way to increase your love and devotion for Jesus, bringing about abundant graces upon you, your family, your friends, and all aspects of your life. You can enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, your office, over your vocation, whether you're married, single, a widow, a seminarian, over your business. It's time, friends, to allow Jesus to be King and head of your life. Formally, officially inviting him to be part of your life. Now, many of you know of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Le Perret Le Moniel, France, where she received an apparition about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And these are the specific requests of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary. Now, Kathleen McCarthy actually spoke in Perret Le Moniel at the first Sacred Heart World Congress. Cardinal Raymond Burke was there. Gloria Anson, Dr. O'Donnell from Christendom College, many more people were there to speak. I was the person who was called to produce a documentary for television for that and to organize it. Although unable to go because of family obligations, there is a very special video on YouTube that shows Perret Le Moniel and the promises given to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Now, excuse me, the request of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary, this is number one. And again, no matter what your faith is, listen, acknowledge Jesus as your King in your life. Place an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, not behind a door, not in your basement, not in your closet where you dust it off maybe once a year because grandma gave it to you. Place an image of the Sacred Heart in your home. Now consecrate your heart. We're going to do that today to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Consecrate your heart to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Make reparation to Jesus for indifferences and hostility towards him. Can you do that? You say, I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry for cursing or for hurting someone, for an act of a lack of love. Live a life of love and confidence in him, and make the Sacred Heart of Jesus better known and loved. Increase your devotion to the Holy Eucharist, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. And those of you who are Catholic who are listening, it's important to celebrate First Fridays and First Saturdays, by the way. And Father Andrew Apostoli wrote a magnificent book about the importance of celebrating First Fridays and First Saturdays. Now, I want you to think about this. Are we getting near to this? Because this was written a long time ago. When churches are closed, and when the image of the crucified is taken from schools, does this sound familiar? The family remains the providential and, in a certain sense, impregnable refuge of Christian life, the domestic church. Have you heard that term? I'm going to say it again, because this was written a long time ago. When churches are closed, when the image of the crucified is taken from schools, the family remains the providential and, in a certain sense, impregnable refuge of Christian life. That's happened. It happened during the pandemic. It's happening now all over the world, where people can no longer go to church, where images of anything that's Christian have been removed. Excuse me, you can't even wear a cross. You're persecuted. Does this sound familiar to you? Yes. The Sacred Heart needs to be honored in your home, your business, your family, today, not hanging a picture. When you are acknowledging him as the King of Love by each and every person in your home or your business, your family will be consecrated to him, honored. It's placed. You're honoring him means that at least now and then an attentive hand will place before the precious statue or image of the Sacred Heart, maybe a few flowers. Maybe a few flowers. So much to learn, my friends. So much to learn. I want you to listen carefully, because this is a sentinel calling for all of us to really listen carefully. We are in drastic times. We are in the times when churches are closed, or being closed, or will be closed, and when the image of the crucified is taken from our schools, and when the family needs to remain providential, a refuge of Christian life. Is your home ready? Do you have the sacramentals in your home? Do you pray the rosary as a family? Do you attend Eucharistic adoration? There will be a time when we can't attend Eucharistic adoration, or we can't receive the Holy Eucharist. And this is why the domestic church is so important. Pope Benedict said, may the Holy Spirit make you brave. We need to be brave, coraggio, courageous, in our initiative, so that we'll be able to offer our contribution to the building up of the civilization of love. That's right. John Paul II talked about the civilization of love. And Pope Francis wrote, the heart of Jesus is the ultimate symbol of God's mercy. But it's not an imaginary symbol. It's a real symbol which represents the center, the source from which salvation for all humanity gushed forth. Now, I love the term building a civilization of love, which emanated from St. John Paul II. He wrote, welcome the presence of the heart of Christ, entrusting your home to him. When every person who's listening right now, and you think you can, when you go home, maybe after dinner. Maybe you need to close the door, turn the TV off, get your Bible out, read the Word of God, and say, Lord Jesus, I enthrone my home to you, King of all nations. I seek to draw from your open heart the saving and healing love that is so necessary for families today in order to build a civilization of love. This is what the Sacred Heart is about. It's about building a civilization of love. And I can tell you, my friends, today the Lord placed this on my heart so strongly that it's unbelievable. He did not want me to have a guest. Excuse me. He wanted me to set a fire in his holy name on all of you who are listening. It's time. You can't wait to next month. You can't wait to after Christmas. You need to do it tonight. If you can't officially enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart, do it in your heart of prayer. Say with your spouse or alone or with your children, Jesus, I enthrone you as Lord of my home, of Lord of my family. Make my home a domestic church. Now, a lot of you, I know I grew up, we always had the Sacred Heart picture in our home. And before I became involved with the Sacred Heart Global Ministry, I really didn't have a great love for the Sacred Heart. I love the picture. I love the heart of Jesus. It was only through the outreach of Gloria Anson from Syracuse, New York, and the writings of Father Matteo Cawley, and so much more that I learned about the importance of setting the world on fire for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, did you know, we've talked about this, I've had many guests on talking about the promises, but I want to read them again, because I always believe we have new listeners who may not have heard the other programs. So number one, there are 12 promises given by our Lord to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Paray-le-Monial, France. Number one, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state of life. Wow. That's an amazing statement. Number two, I will give peace in their families. Peace in their families. Number three, I will console them in all their troubles. That's right. So if you have a child who's an addict, your family's going through a divorce, the loss of a loved one, the Sacred Heart of Jesus will console everyone in their troubles. They shall find in my heart an assured refuge during life, and especially at the hour of death, which we all need to pay attention to. I'm going to read that again. They shall find in my heart an assured refuge during life, and especially at the hour of death. I will pour abundant blessings on all their undertakings. Abundant blessings. Sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Ah, sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. And this is a biggie. Tepid soul shall become fervent. Or the warm, lukewarm that Jesus talks about in the Sacred Scriptures. We do not want to be a lukewarm Christian. We don't want to be tepid. Tepid soul shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall speedily rise to great perfection. I will bless the homes in which the image of my Sacred Heart shall be exposed and honored. I will bless the homes in which the image of my Sacred Heart shall be exposed and honored. I will give to priests, and I hope we have some priests listening. If not, share this with them. I will give to priests the power to touch the most hardened hearts. It's huge. I will give to priests the power to touch the most hardened hearts. Those who propagate this devotion shall have their name written in my heart. and it shall never be effaced. I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who shall receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final repentance. They shall not die under my displeasure, nor without receiving the sacraments. For my heart shall be their assured refuge at that last hour. Isn't that powerful, my friends? It's powerful. I want you to look up the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart. Print them out. If you knew the power of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your life, you would run to do anything to do this tonight and not to wait. That's right. I remember Gloria Anson telling a story of on Christmas Eve up in Syracuse, New York, she received a call from a stranger. And the stranger said that his son wanted to commit suicide. And my friends, she ran over to the house with someone drove her. She had no idea where this guy lived. It was somewhere in New York, with a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And as she entered, the young man was so down and out. It was Christmas Eve. Gloria could have been anywhere with her family, but she chose to go representing Christ. And he saw her, and he saw the picture, and she explained the power of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Jesus's heart, wanting to touch his heart in a powerful way, and how Jesus wanted to save him for a new journey, and that he loved him unconditionally. Yes, the young man had been on drugs, had done many things, robberies, a lot of bad things in his life. Excuse me, but the Lord, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, wanted to touch his life on Christmas Eve. So she placed the picture on a somewhat of a mantle in this young person's apartment. And she prayed with him, told him the story of the Sacred Heart, and she left. And she found out on Christmas Day that the young man knelt down and gave his life to Christ, and his life had changed forever. And he went on to witness for her and to witness how this stranger named Gloria Anson arrived in his tiny apartment on Christmas Eve with a picture of the Sacred Heart and what happened. Another time, Gloria, she had written a book with Father Bill Gaffney, a Redemptorist priest, a missionary priest who traveled the world with her. And they were at a diner in Texas. Excuse me, Jesus, please let me save my voice. And they were laughing and talking. And they were talking about the Sacred Heart. They had a small picture of the Sacred Heart on the table. And the waitress came up and said, "Excuse me, what is that?" And Gloria said, "Oh, that's a picture of Jesus." And Father Bill said, "Do you know how much Jesus loves you?" And the waitress started to cry. She started to cry because no one had ever said this to her. Right then and there, Father Bill asked if she was Roman Catholic. It didn't matter to him, but she said yes. And he asked when the last time she was at confession, and she couldn't even remember. So we took her to the side, and I'm not sure what the side means, in this little restaurant in Texas, and heard her confession, and came back, and they gave this little holy card picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to her. And it's my understanding that her life changed forever. You see, when you live in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and of his beautiful Blessed Mother, you are always aware of God moments. You're always aware. Father Stephen DeLacy said many years ago on a radio broadcast that I did with him about a gas station. He was at a gas station, and someone came up to him wanting to have their confession heard. He had his collar on. See, that's what Jesus wants to do with all of us. We may not be priests. We cannot hear confessions, but we certainly can hear the pounding hardness of someone aching for the heart of Christ. And this is what the Lord placed on my heart today for you who are listening. We're going to go through a series of prayers towards the end of the program to free you from that hardness of heart, to be prepared, if you're Roman Catholic, to go back to the sacrament of reconciliation, the great healing sacrament. If you're all curled up in a ball of hatred and anxiety and depression, the Lord wants to free you today, my friends. The Lord wants to free you. And he wants to free me as well. This is just not me teaching you about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I need to live this as well. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of stories around the world of how the Sacred Heart has changed seminaries. There's a seminary in New Orleans where Gloria Anson was responsible for the enthronement of that seminary. It's down the street from the Blessed Silos Shrine. And she shared the story of that seminary and the seminarians enthroning their seminary to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. How many times do we pass by the graces that God wants to give us? How many times have we left the side of Christ saying we are forsaken? He doesn't hear our prayers. My friends, he wants to hear your prayers tonight, this very night. We're going to be talking, after our break, about making a holy hour in your home. That's right. A holy hour in your home if you enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Night adoration in your home. Remember in the Sacred Scriptures in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, watch 1 hour with me. That's all. Watch 1 hour. And many of us can't get out in the middle of the night. It may be too dangerous. The weather. We just can't. So what can we do in our homes to have adoration? And we can. There is something called night adoration through the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. And I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit about that. You see, my friends, there is so much more to share with you about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I want you to think back in time to that maybe dusty picture that Grandma had. Remember the big Bibles that we had as children? Maybe at the end of a hallway. We had one. I still have one. And we wrote down the birth dates and death dates of our loved ones. And many times there would be a Sacred Heart picture somewhere around that Bible. I want you to think, if you have it, store it away somewhere to get it out, or to go to a local Catholic bookstore or order it online and have your local priest bless it tonight. So, my friends, after the break, we will go over night adoration and so many other amazing surprises and how you can actually write for the packet for the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So stay with us. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, and I'll be back after the break.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment, that has enabled us to stay on the air. No doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
My friends, welcome back. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, and Thy Will Be Done. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, and today we're talking about It's Time, No Time to Waste. I would love this program to be named No Time to Waste. We're talking about the need for the enthronement of the Sacred Heart and for you to accept the Lord into your heart and your family this very night. There is no time to waste. So we're going to talk about nighttime adoration. Many of you may not have heard about it. It deals with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you can't get out of your house or it's not safe, nighttime adoration in your home is an hour of prayer. Remember Fulton Sheen? Every day he had an hour of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. But if you cannot be before the Blessed Sacrament, you can make an hour of prayer. In a spirit of reparation, made in response to our Lord's reproach to his apostles, could you not watch 1 hour with me? Could you not watch 1 hour with me? That's from Matthew 26, verse 40. And his special request to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that she keep him company in his prayer to the Father for mercy for sinners, and his sadness at the indifference of so many of his friends. Adoration, my dear friends, is our worship of praise, glory, and thanksgiving to our compassionate God, who is a creator and sovereign Lord of heaven and earth, and whose greatness and goodness are limitless. Adoration is made in a spirit of reparation, just as Jesus offered his life and his sufferings for our salvation. We too, out of love and united with Christ, offer our sufferings, prayers, and adoration in atonement for our own sins and the sins of humanity. We unite ourselves to Christ's continual intercession before God the Father for humanity wounded by sin. We commit ourselves to furthering the social reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus so that, quote, by him, with him, and in him, end quote, our lives and the world will be liberated from evil and sin, and we may all give glory to God the Father. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about this special reading. St. Luke records that Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, spending the night in communion with God. In union with Jesus, the night adorer chooses a quiet time for prayer on any night between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Adoration is made once a month, if possible, before an image of the Sacred Heart in any room in your home, including the bedroom. Night adoration is also made in hospitals, nursing homes, convents, rectories, seminaries, prisons, anywhere. Father Matteo Colli made it clear that this invitation calls for a purely voluntary response. Now, again, you need some kind of image. It can be a holy card. It can be a picture. It can be a large painting. Jesus asked to watch 1 hour with him. In return, he assures night adorers. I love this. He assures night adorers that they will receive peace, the blessings families and society need, and the conversion of sinners. Now, it doesn't get any better than that unless you actually can get out to adoration. So if you have a little picture, a painting, something in your home, place it somewhere tonight. It can even be in your bedroom. And you spend 1 hour thanking the Lord and asking for that gift of peace and blessings. Adoration brings into homes the spirit of prayer and penance and increases love for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It helps you to atone for the many sins committed in our society and in our families. We have become more aware of the evils of discrimination, racism, destruction of the environment, greed, poverty, and cherished family values. Reparative prayer changes the hearts of sinners and reconciles all of us to our loving God. Now, how one prays is the choice of the adorer. Remember, we're talking about adoration in your home. You may begin with a period of silent reflection on the presence of the risen Lord, who is always with us, or by uniting yourself to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, being celebrated at that hour. It might be 2 a.m. in some region of the world. You may use your missal, if you still have one, and pray one of the Eucharistic prayers. And some of us will find the Family Holy Hour booklet helpful. It's not necessary to kneel during your hour of prayer, but if you wish, you may for a little bit. Now, the aged, like me, and the sick may make their hour in bed, and members of the family may make the hour of adoration together or individually in sequence or at each one's choice. Now, if you feel that the Sacred Heart is inviting or calling you right this moment to become a night adorer in your home, I'm going to give you an address where you can sign up. You select a date and time, and after you start making your night adoration, you're urged to share the news with your friends and relatives. And there's a little form. You don't have to do this, but if you want more information, I'm going to give you an email. So it's N as in Nancy, E Center, N-E Center at sscc.org, N-E Center at sscc.org. And they'll send out a little pamphlet for you, so then you'll know how many others are praying at this time. You may have hundreds upon thousands of people praying, like at 2 a.m. Say you select 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. to have your night adoration in your home. And you want to know, hey, how many others are praying at this time? They'll help you. Yes, they'll help you. So I fell in love with night adoration in my home. And because I have a magnificent picture sent from one of the missionaries of the Sacred Heart, from Texas. I believe Kathleen McCarthy has one too. And sometimes the Lord calls me downstairs to pray in front of this image of the Sacred Heart. And a lot of times I'm sleepy and I forget. It's usually around the 3 o'clock hour, the Divine Mercy hour, that he calls me to pray. And it's night adoration in my home. And you can do it as well. So a lot of us can't get out in the middle of the night, and we need to pray, or we're awakened to pray. So night adoration in your home is part of this enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Did you know that? Now, I want to tell you about a remedy for our present-day evils. Yep. Father Mateo was told by Pope Pius the 11th, we are living the darkest hour that mankind has lived since the deluge. And then he added, but the church has a wonderful hope, the greatest hope. We're living in its fullness, the hour of the Sacred Heart. And that hour will be glorious in the measure that Jesus Christ becomes in souls, in homes, in institutions, in businesses, and countries, the King of Kings. If there is to be any hope, my friends, of betterment in your life or in our nation or in this world, one by one, families must be restored to Jesus Christ. We must be renewed by his divine spirit. And the more complete and secure the reign of Christ over your family and over all of our families, the more secure you will be in his reign over society and over nations. If you're shaking in your house, like, I'm scared, I'm just so scared, I don't know what's going on, there's so much darkness in the world. If you want peace in your home, you invite the reign of Christ over your life and your family, then if we have all the families who are listening today securing the reign of Christ in their homes, one by one, the nation will be secure. See, to check the ungodly spirit of our age and to offset all the evil consequences we see every day, the popes of modern times have emphatically expressed their wish that all families consecrate themselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Did you know that? How many of us didn't know that? I didn't know that till maybe 11 years ago. They have requested that the individuals, families, and nations frequently renew the act of consecration by fostering perfect devotedness to this royal, adorable Heart of Jesus Christ. It is important to remember this maxim, to restore all things in Christ. You want to remember this during the Advent season. It's important for us to restore all things in Christ. Pope Benedict exhorted all Catholic nations to seek peace and reconciliation in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Pope Pius XI renewed this act of consecration at the close of the Jubilee year. Of course, I wasn't alive in 1925 when instituting the Feast of Christ the King. Hey, how many have heard of the Feast of Christ the King? And during this time, he issued two encyclicals, one in 1928 and the other in 1932, urging the necessity of reparation and love. And he commanded, my friends, that a solemn act of reparation be made to our Redeemer on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus each year in all the churches of the world, to make amends for our sins and to compensate for the violation of the rights of Christ, our sovereign King and most loving Lord. Yes. Did you know that? And again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the importance of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the enthronement, and how we need our homes to become the domestic church. Because there will be a time when I read at the open of the program when churches will be closed, crucifixes will be removed, as we're already seeing around the world. When prayer will be coming and emanating from our home, we need the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We need the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? You see, the essential elements of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I want you to understand, is the worship of Jesus as the Sacred Heart. Look at his heart. The Sacred Heart. Belief in the merciful love of Jesus. Jesus is a merciful Jesus. Generous return of love to Jesus. And reparation for offenses against Jesus, particularly on First Fridays. And special love and reverence for the Blessed Sacrament. Do you have a special love for the Blessed Sacrament? Do you? When's the last time you spent time before the Blessed Sacrament? I want you to think about that. When is the last time? You don't have to spend hours. Maybe 5 minutes. Just even 5 minutes to go before the Blessed Sacrament. Fine, maybe your parish doesn't have adoration. Maybe it's a quick visit to church. You see, Jesus is your Lord, and he rules through the heart. That's right. I learned in college many moons ago, you know, how many inches is it from the head to the heart? about 6 inches. He desires to be enthroned as king and lord of your hearts and of your family as your brother and friend. And he longs to share your everyday life, Mary, Sue, Joe, Frank, Leanne, your joys as well as your sorrows. You see, the sacred scripture says, and you need to really pray the sacred scriptures, my people, whom I love so dearly, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. That's from Revelation 3:20. You see, Jesus is your Savior and your liberator. He wants to save your family from the evil forces knocking on your door, working to destroy your family, and to liberate parents and children from the slavery of sin and the shackles of fear, depression, and worry. He's ready to release in your home the prayer and the power of his Holy Spirit. He is the healer, the consoler, the sanctifier, and the teacher. But he will never, my friends, force his way into your hearts or your home. He will never force his way. He wants to be invited. He's waiting to hear from you tonight, at this moment. Let us pray together. Come, Lord Jesus. Stay with us. We need you. Be the Lord, the brother, the friend of our family. Send us your Holy Spirit and give us new hearts, a new spirit. Say to us as you did to John, surely I'm coming soon. Yes, the Father loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. What have you to fear? His wounded heart is the sign and pledge of his merciful love for you. His heart is open to receive you right now. Right now. So let me talk a little bit about the actual enthronement. The head of the household, and you may be single and alone, so you're fine. You take the Sacred Heart image into your hands in preparation for the procession to a place of honor. And this is after a period of prayer. There are specific prayers. And you sing to Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King. How we love that song. Now, the family gathers in a semicircle, and again, it could just be you. And the head of the household places the image in the selected place and then says, I now enthrone Jesus as King, Lord, and friend of our family. The mother places the Bible near the Sacred Heart and says, we are nourished by the body and blood of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. It's very simple. The family says God is enthroned as King forever, and all that the Lord has said we will heed and do. And then everyone, either kneeling or standing, faces the image of the Sacred Heart and now makes a covenant, an agreement with the heart of Jesus, our King, Lord, and friend. You say words such as this, Jesus, we enthrone you as King and proclaim you as Lord and friend of our family, our business, our institution. Yes, Lord, we do want you to rule over our hearts and wills through your loving heart. Share our everyday life, our friends and sorrows. Be our brother, our intimate friend. It's a long, well, I don't think it's long. It's a beautiful prayer. And it's very simple. And then you say a prayer of thanksgiving. Yes, it's not that hard to do this. And I encourage all of you to look it up. To look it up if you're just tuning in from work. And then, I love this because it's on my mantle, a family covenant certificate. Each member of the family signs a family covenant certificate, beginning with the head of the family, followed by a leader and members of the immediate family. And guests may sign, if you have friends over, may sign the reverse side of the certificate, which may be framed and placed near the Lord's throne in your home. So that's where you're going to have your nighttime adoration. I want you to think about where you would put Jesus. If you have a fireplace, if you have over your couch, you need to really think about where you, maybe it's up in your bedroom where you will pray the nighttime adoration. And there are daily prayers, daily offerings, and daily covenant renewals. Now, I was just asked last weekend, well, we moved from where we originally had our home enthroned. Do we have to have it enthroned again? No. There is a specific prayer. You just pray that renewal that goes with you. If you move 10 times or if you have a summer home or a winter home, it goes with you no matter where you are. You don't have to keep having your home enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So every day, try to have scripture readings and spiritual readings. Remember those holy hours. Remember First Friday and First Saturday celebration. And I highly recommend, and I don't have it with me, a book from by Father Andrew Apostoli. And please be sure to celebrate the solemnities or feast of Corpus Christi, the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and Christ the King, because you want to make a difference for Christ in society. Now, right now, I'm going to take a minute to give you an address, and I want you to grab a pen or pencil. If you want all a packet of information on enthroning your home or more information on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I want to give you this address. I'll say it twice. It's Sacred Heart Apostolate, Inc., INC, 813 South North Shore, it's one word, North Shore Drive, Suite 201D, as in David, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37919. That's Sacred Heart Apostolate, 813 South North Shore Drive, Suite 201D, as in David, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37919. Or you can email. This is easy to remember if you're driving. Information@sacredheartapostolate.com. Information@sacredheartapostolate.com. And tell them you were listening to this radio program with us and that we gave you this address. They have so many beautiful things for you to read. And I highly encourage you to go to YouTube and you can watch some magnificent teachings on the Sacred Heart of Jesus from the best of the best. Father O'Donnell from Christendom College, Gloria Anson, just Kathleen McCarthy, Father McNabb, Father Petrie, P-E-T-R-I-E, so many, Cardinal Raymond Burke, who was in Pray Le Moniel. There's a whole collection of great speeches and talks on the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because France actually was one of the first countries to be enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Pray Le Moniel is where St. Margaret Mary Alacoque received her apparition regarding the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So I want you to remember Sacred Heart Apostolate, 813 South North Shore Drive, Suite 201D, as in David, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37919. Now, if you can't write anything down, and some of you may be on the highway, just remember an email address, which is really simple, information@sacredheartapostolate. It's all one word, sacredheartapostolate.com. And they do have a website. It's www.sacredheartapostolate.com. You'll see a link to the website and all the information that you need. Don't think you're too old or too young to do this. If you're newly married, this is perfect for you. This is perfect for you to actually enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And again, Gloria Anson and the late Father Bill Gaffney, a Redemptorist missionary who traveled the world with her, enthroned businesses, and wow, did they ever turn around. Things happened. You know, we're talking about the global enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. for everyone, for every family. And I'm telling you, we need Jesus. There's an urgency that Christ's presence be welcomed in our everyday family life. The enthronement is a remedy for families now. And again, if you're alone, it's a remedy for your life right now. We need Jesus more than any time in history. Because remember, in the beginning of the program, I read from a Holy Father that there will be a time when churches will be closed, crucifixes will be removed from schools. The only place where we can pray is our home, the domestic church. No idea. It could be 100 years, it could be 10 days, no idea. But we must be prepared for how the Lord wants us to enter into a deeper level of contemplation. So right now, I'm going to pray this daily renewal of our pledge of love and loyalty to Christ our King. Pray along with me. Dear Sacred Heart of Jesus, I renew my pledge of love and loyalty to you. Keep me always close to your loving heart, and so the Immaculate Heart of your Mother. May I love others more each day, forgiving their faults as you forgive me my sins. Teach me to see you in all my brothers and sisters, loving them as you love them, especially the poor and oppressed. May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please help me carry my cross daily out of love for you, and help me to strengthen this love by frequent participation in the celebration of the Eucharist. Thank you, dear Jesus, for all the blessings of this day. Protect us all during this night. Help me to live that I may get to heaven. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for my family. Saint Joseph, friend of the Sacred Heart, pray for us. Our patron, saints and guardian angels, pray for us. Can you pray that? And Lord Jesus, we pray for everyone who is listening, to remember that this is the hour in which Jesus wants us to spend with him. The enthronement of the Sacred Heart is more than a blessing of a picture and an act of consecration or a passing ceremony. But the members of a family who solemnly and officially proclaim and set up in their home, in your home, the social kingship of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Are you willing to do this, my friends? Are you willing to do this? And I pray for an infilling of the Holy Spirit upon all those who are listening. And may the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary bless all those who are listening in a very powerful way. Until next week, God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.